Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Wages of Destruction, The Making and Breaking of the Nazi Economy. Adam Tooze provides a groundbreaking study of the German economy from the rise of the Nazis through to the end of World War II. Utilizing a vast array of historical data and economic analysis, Tooze challenges many preconceived notions about the Third Reich's economic strategies and the reasons for its ultimate downfall. Far from being an economic powerhouse, Tooze portrays Nazi Germany as a state engaged in a desperate gambit, fueled by ideological obsessions and facing constant shortages and inefficiencies. This book demystifies the complex interplay between economic policies, military decisions, and the horrific ambitions of Nazi ideology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ideological basis of Nazi economic strategies. Adam Tooze delves deep into the ideological underpinnings of the Nazi economic strategies, revealing how Hitler's visions of territorial expansion and racial purity were not just political rhetoric, but also shaped economic decisions. These ideologies demanded a highly militarized economy geared towards rapid expansion and self-sufficiency, leading to initiatives such as the Autarky Economic Independence Policy and the four-year plan intended to prepare. Tooze demonstrates how these policies were not only inefficient, but also laid the groundwork for severe resource shortages that would plague the Nazi regime throughout its existence. Secondly, mobilizing the economy for war, a critical aspect Tooze examines, is how the Nazi regime mobilized the German economy for the purposes of war. This mobilization entailed massive rearmament efforts, forced labor, and the redirection of economic resources from consumer goods to military production. Tooze argues that while these efforts did succeed in rapidly increasing Germany's military capabilities, they also caused widespread economic instability. The book details the balancing act the regime faced in trying to maintain a war economy while preventing domestic unrest due to shortages of consumer goods and food. Thirdly, the impact of autarky. The pursuit of autarky, aiming for economic self-sufficiency, was a cornerstone of Nazi economic policy. Tooze explores the profound impacts this pursuit had on the Nazi economy, including its contribution to the regime's ultimate failure. The quest for autarky led to significant inefficiencies and limitations, hampering the Nazi war effort by creating crippling shortages of vital raw materials and fuel. The book outlines how these policies forced Germany into a position where it had to continuously expand territorially to access the resources it could not produce domestically, making sustained military engagement inevitable. Fourthly, the role of forced labor and exploitation. An often overlooked but critical component of the Nazi economy was its reliance on forced labor and exploitation of occupied territories. Tooze sheds light on how the regime sought to overcome its manpower and resource deficiencies by exploiting millions of people from conquered lands. This approach, while temporarily beneficial for the war effort, created logistical nightmares and moral opposition, further isolating Germany. The book examines the economic implications of these practices, including how they were integral yet ultimately unsustainable for maintaining the Nazi war machine. Lastly, the breaking point of the Nazi economy, Tooze's analysis culminates in a detailed exploration of the breaking point of the Nazi economy. Despite the monumental efforts to sustain the war machine, the chronic inefficiencies, resource scarcities, and the unsustainable exploitation of labor and occupied territories led to the inevitable collapse, the book meticulously documents how these economic faults, combined with the relentless Allied bombing campaign and the advancing front lines, resulted in the total breakdown of the Nazi economy by 1944-45. Tooze argues that this economic implosion was as crucial to the defeat of Nazi Germany as were the battlefield losses. In conclusion, Adam Tooze's The Wages of Destruction is an essential read for anyone interested in the critical interplay between economics and warfare, as well as those seeking to understand the inherent flaws within the Nazi regime's economic policies. The book's comprehensive analysis provides valuable insights into how ideological extremism can warp economic logic to disastrous ends. Scholars of economic history, World War II enthusiasts, and general readers alike will find this book fascinating for its meticulous research and for challenging long-held assumptions about the Nazi economy. It reinforces the idea that economic sustainability and moral governance are inseparable, offering lessons still relevant in today's geopolitical climate. If you would like to support Adam Tooze, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.